Suspended news anchor blames exhaustion for slurring lines during erratic broadcast, later resigns. By Ethan Lettman on July 11, 2022. An upstate New York news anchor was suspended and later resigned after slurring her way through an erratic Saturday evening broadcast. Heather Kovar of CBS 6, based out of Albany, appeared disjointed as she mumbled through a segment of the broadcast and introduced one of her colleagues' names wrong. The news anchor blamed exhaustion for her performance. Watch. In a segment on the recent heat wave in the U.S. Southeast, Kovar, who had been working for the station since 2016, included odd-sounding phrases while slurring during her reporting. More than 50 million people across the country's southeast are under warnings for excessive heat, and boy don't you know that, Kovar said. After explaining that temperatures hit 105 degrees in Texas, the CBS 6 anchor continued stammering throughout the segment. It's a major heat wave, and it is just hitting everywhere, we're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region. I mean, let me tell you about that, she said. It appeared Kovar had some technical issues with her microphone as the segment continued. The news anchor then inaccurately introduced her weatherman colleague as Craig Adams, instead by his actual name, Craig Gold. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here. I'm sorry, Craig Adams. Why did I say that? Of course, clearly we are taking a live look over downtown Albany. And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift, she said. Kovar's reference that she was working a double shift appears to be substantiated through a social media post, and she was slated to work the following morning after her evening broadcast. It's another marathon weekend. See you now 6 to 8 a.m., then at 6 and 11. And I'll be back Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m., then 6:30 p.m. and 11 p.m., Kovar wrote. Despite her evening post that she would be back at work the next day, she did not appear on the Sunday morning broadcast and was replaced by Emma Quinn, the New York Post reported. It was later announced by the station that she was suspended. Kovar later announced, in a statement provided to Times Union, that she would not renew her contract that expires on July 31. She stated that she was sleep-deprived and exhausted. Kovar also mentioned in her statement that she had returned early from family leave following my dad's death, per the Times Union. Mike Sington, a social media influencer who used to be an executive with Universal, claimed on Twitter that a colleague of Kovar told him that she was known to come in for weekend shifts intoxicated, but not this bad. Sington also mentioned allegations that there was a toxic work environment and mistreatment at the CBS 6 station, also known as WRGB. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.